serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. In Scotland, President Trump said there's no reason to wait the original 50 days he gave Russia and Ukraine to agree to a ceasefire.
I'm going to make a new deadline of about 10 or 12 days from today. There's no reason in waiting.
He said there's no progress being made as he put the blame on Russia, threatening sharper tariffs. He met with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer in Scotland. In the U.S., a federal judge blocked the Trump administration's efforts to defund Planned Parenthood. Judge wrote that ending Medicaid funding would make patients likely to suffer adverse health consequences. Authorities in Michigan say they began searching for a man Friday night, and that man on Saturday went on a stabbing spree in a Traverse City Walmart that left at least 11 hurt. The 42-year-old expected to be arraigned today on charges including terrorism. More than 185 million people in the U.S. on alert today for life-threatening heat. This is ABC News. Next year's Senate races are taking shape as former North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, a Democrat, officially entered the race for Senate today. Multiple sources tell ABC News Republican National Committee Chair Michael Whatley is planning to challenge Cooper, while in Georgia, Republican Congressman Mike Collins announced a bid for the Republican nomination to challenge the incumbent Democrat John Ossoff. Two young sisters are without parents after a double homicide on a hiking trail in northwest Arkansas.
Police radios across Arkansas crackled on Saturday afternoon in audio captured by Broadcastify.
Be on the lookout for a white male suspect wearing black gloves, sunglasses, dark-colored pants.
The description of the person who killed 43-year-old Clinton Brink and his 41-year-old wife, Kristen. The couple and their daughters had only recently moved to Arkansas and were out for a Saturday afternoon hike at Devil's Den State Park when they were attacked. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Karnick, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the Warden of the Year for 2024, and that's Conservation Warden Bradley Dahlquist. Melissa Kay has the story.
A member of the Antigo Warden team in the DNR's Northeast region, Dahlquist received the prestigious award at a banquet on July 12th. The Haskell Noyes Warden of the Year Award, created 95 years ago, is one of the highest honors bestowed to Wisconsin conservation wardens. According to a press release from the DNR, recipients demonstrate an ability to lead a quality law enforcement conservation program that balances enforcement, education, and community involvement. Those who know him describe Dahlquist as a humble leader with a contagious can-do attitude backed by a strong drive for public service.
Well, Wisconsin legislators have come together in an effort to honor our veterans. Joanne Krulatz reports.
In a rare show of bipartisan support, Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Representative Tony Weed from the 8th Congressional District introduced a bipartisan bill to honor veterans who participated in Operation End Sweep with the Vietnam Service Medal. Participants in Operation End Sweep, a mission to clear dangerous mines in North Vietnam after the war, are currently ineligible for this service medal because their service took place after the United States had officially withdrawn from Vietnam in January 1973. The bill is inspired by retired Navy Commander Michael Cosgrove of Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, who spent 5 months in and out of North Vietnamese waters and received virtually no credit for the work.
For Civic Media News, I'm Joel Karnick. Find more news at civicmedia.us.
Mathala Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet. 100% locally owned. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. Get honest advice to keep your vehicle running strong. Right now, get 0% finance for up to 36 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on all 2025 1500 Silverados in stock to qualified buyers. Or up to $7,500 on a 2.7-liter 1500 Silverados for current 2011 or newer Chevy owners. Hurry, these savings won't last. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Carol Dale Ann Morozik, age 83, of Yorkville, passed away peacefully on July 19th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. Carol is survived by her daughter, Jessie Wall, of Union Grove, by her grandsons, including Jason Wall of Park Falls, and by her great-grandchildren. Private burial will take place at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Carol Dale Ann Morozik, 83, of Yorkville. Richard Arnold Yunk, age 87, of Park Falls, died on Thursday, July 24th at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. He is survived by his two daughters, Rosemary Theriault of Prentice, and by Lori Hilgard of Park Falls. Survived also by his two stepdaughters, Pamela and Tammy, by his sister, Marge Morodick of Oak Creek, and by many grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and step-grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Funeral service is to be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls on Tuesday, July 29th, 11 a.m. Deacon Robert Schenebeck will officiate. Visitation to be held at the funeral home on Tuesday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Richard Arnold Yunk, age 87, of Park Falls. Diane Anderson, age 76, a resident of Catawba, died on July 18th at Marshfield Medical Center in Marshfield. She is survived by her siblings, Larry K. Anderson, Dale K. Anderson, Judy Ferry, Jane Holm, Dennis J. Anderson, Alan W. Anderson, along with nieces, nephews, and many grandnieces and nephews. Also survived by very close friends, Jean Randall, John Johnson, Nancy Mann, Norma Swan, and many neighborhood friends. A celebration of life ceremony will be held at the Anderson Homestead on August 2nd. Service at 1 p.m. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Diane Anderson, 76, of Ogama. Joy Lynn George, age 53, of Ellsworth, Wisconsin, passed away on July 17th after a seven-year courageous battle with cancer. Joy Lynn is survived by and missed deeply by her husband Shane and the family they created together, including their daughter Jenna and their son Dalton. She is further survived by her sisters Annette Lynn and Becky Pritzel Donner, and brothers Joe Pritzel and R.J. Pritzel, as well as many nieces and nephews. A celebration of life will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, August 1st, at the Mann Funeral Home in Ellsworth. Visitation beginning at 10 a.m. This has been the funeral notice for Joy Lynn George, age 53. Delilah D. May Hintz, age 79, of Fifield, died on Friday, July 25th, at her home. She is survived by her husband, Jim, of Fifield, by five children, Todd Hintz, of Mason, Tammy Johnson, of Anthem, Arizona, Tina Levra, of Butternut, Troy Hintz, of Augusta, and by Trent Hintz, of Medford. Further survived by 10 grandchildren, by seven great-grandchildren, by her brother Gilbert Gibb Daring of Wausau, and Rodney Rod Daring of Wausau, and by her sister Mary Kunkel of Phillips. Further survived by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services will be held at Maranatha Baptist Church in Phillips on Saturday, August 2nd at 12 noon. Reverend Christian Markle will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Saturday from 11 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Delilah D. May Hintz, age 79, of Fifield. Linda Gail Hoffman, age 76, of Park Falls, died on Saturday, July 26, at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. She is survived by her husband, Bill Sr. of Park Falls, her children, Bill Jr. Hoffman of Park Falls, and Lisa Lind Rutho of Mount Pleasant. Further survived by four grandchildren, by 10 great-grandchildren, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private service will be held. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Linda Gail Hoffman, age 76 of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Showdown at AmFam Field. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and the Cubs tonight in Milwaukee. The battle for first place. Both teams tied for the NL Central after the Brewers beat the Marlins 3-2 thanks to a walk-off RBI in the ninth by Blake Perkins, FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Perkins, center field.
Perkins now back after missing half the season with a fractured shin bone.
It's been a long, long road, and this is the middle of the season for a lot of these guys, and I'm kind of coming in late, so it's just great. Great to come through for the guys and just appreciating these moments a little bit more.
NFL training camp in Green Bay. The Packers now in full pads.
Now we're talking about real football. These guys are still in their underwear out there. So
that's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods Way.
Sunny and summery today, hot and humid. Highs scrape the upper 80s and feel more like the mid-90s. And tonight, showers and thunderstorms. Late tonight and through the overnight, and a few could be strong to severe, bringing the risks of hail and high winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
98Q Country.
She don't know. Well, a lot of people are talking about the Happy Gilmore 2, which was released this weekend on Netflix. Did you catch it yet? I actually watched it, and I went in with the attitude was, I know it's not going to be good as the original Happy Gilmore. So I set the bar pretty low. I got to be honest. I thought it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. Did you catch the Happy Gilmore 2 yet? If so, let me know what you thought of it. Drop me a text through that Civic Media app. Tell me about it. Text, by the way, through Civic Media at 98Q Country. Brought to you by Wheelway Autos in Fifield.
It was just another night in a hayfield till she climbed down off of them four wheels. Yeah, yeah. Soon as that sundress hit the headlights, every tailgate way out there was like, yeah, yeah. She started walking over to me like she already knew me. She sat down right beside me and asked if I was here alone. And I said, yeah, yeah, like I was nodding right along to a song on the radio. Yeah. Say yeah, 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 yeah. She brought me a cup and I tried it, a little fruity, but she asked if I liked it, so I said yeah, 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 yeah. Then she played me some band on her iPod, kinda hit me, kinda hippie, and I thought no. But I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. She said, you wanna take a walk to the river, maybe cool off. She said, I know a good spot. And then she took my hand and I said, yeah, yeah. Like I was nodding right along to a song on the radio. Yeah, yeah. Girl, how could I say no? Whatever you're drinking, that's what I'm drinking. Whatever you're thinking, that's what I'm thinking. Tell me what you got in mind so I can say yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. A little later under that full moon, I didn't want the night to end too soon. I said, it's getting late, do you need to go? Said no, no, no. I was like, yeah, yeah. Like I was nodding right along to a song on the radio. Yeah, yeah. Girl, if you say so, whatever you're drinking, that's what I'm drinking. Girl, you're calling the shots tonight. Whatever you're thinking, that's what I'm thinking. Tell me what you got in mind so I can say yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Tyler Hubbard.
This is my station.
Baby, I wouldn't be already gone again if it weren't for the wind.
My station.
98Q Country.
Stars stay up all night. Well, I don't know, can't see them for the glow of the neon lights. And it's a long way from here to the place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn. sure. They'll promise fancy cars and diamond rings and all sorts of shiny things. But girl, you'll remember what your knees are for. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through.
Girl, 98Q Country. A $600 recliner from Schwamigan Home Furnishings could be in your future. It's the grand prize in our laid-back summer giveaway, and we've got a few more days yet with few more keywords, which means a few more opportunities for you to get qualified and get in to win. Today's keyword, I'll tell you what, give me 6 minutes, and I'll give it to you. So track down your smartphone and get ready to text and win through that Civic Media app. All right, it's coming up.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast. Still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September. What I remember most. In the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can, moonlight on the waves, her kiss in the dark, the smile on her face when she'd make me break out of my guitar and play. Fingers wrapped up in mine. Can still hear her laughing, see her dancing. You're making more than that sundress then. Who says you can't go back in time? Yeah, when that song, it comes on, I'm on rewind and I'm 17 again. Bottle rockets in the sky. She'd make me break out of my guitar and play.
Hold my hand. Want you to hold my hand.
Hold my hand.
Oh, 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 oh.
Hey, y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can.
Ooh. Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Yes, I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful.
Patience, all.
98 Q Country.
Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time.
Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I got left. I go down to that same old cafe where I try to wash my troubles away. I'm still down and I'm still all alone, but it beats staying home all night long.
Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. I go home and I climb that old stairway, and I tell myself tomorrow's a new day. But I know I'll just go down again and spend my time with my new next of kin.
Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left.
Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time.
Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left.
You're the only family I've got left.
That was Mark Chestnut, Brother Jukebox, 98Q Country. The laid-back summer giveaway continues. All right, it's your opportunity to get in to win. If you're at a safe spot and you can text, I want you to open up that Civic Media app. Go to 98Q Country and text today's keyword, Carnival, C-A-R-N-I-V-A-L. All right, so text Carnival through that Civic Media app when you get a minute, and you could be today's qualifier. You could be on stage at the Flamborama, be on stage about 6 o'clock right before Chris Cruzy takes over the stage. And we're going to find out who is going to win that beautiful recliner, $600 recliner from Schwamigan Home Furnishings. But you got to get that text in, all right, to get in on the winning. So text the word Carnival, C-A-R-N-I-V-A-L, and you could be today's qualifier in our laid-back summer giveaway.
98Q Country.
Northwoods Community Credit Union is a financial institution that has been helping families since 1953, offering competitive loan rates, mobile banking, online bill pay, remote deposit, savings incentives for your children. The list goes on. Hi, I'm Sally. That is some serious trust you have put in the hands of our experienced financial team since 1953. Today, I invite you to stop in and inquire about our services and put your financial needs in the hands of a trusted financial institution. So tomorrow, you will be at ease knowing Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland has put you, the member, first. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Welcome, everyone, to the 72nd Annual Flamborama Celebration. The Park Falls Chamber of Commerce reminds you to have fun, be safe, and know that the Safe Ride is available and provided by Family Worship Center. Be sure to register for the Evergreen Road Run, the Flambeau Paddle Battle, Pickleball, the Cornhole Tournament, the Kitty Car Races, and the Parade. All can be done at parkfalls.com. The festival grounds right on 5th Street North in Park Falls. And the Carnival Wristband Specials are Friday, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., and Saturday from noon to 4. Enjoy the 72nd Flamborama Celebration in Park Falls.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime? Wow. It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Up the dog! Get ready for the 3rd annual Harborama this Thursday, July 31st at Empty Pockets on Old 13 Road in Butternut, Wisconsin. Your unofficial but main kickoff to Flamborama weekend. Enjoy Harbor and Bend's famous wings and burgers, local food trucks, and live music all evening. Blues Drivers kicks off the night at 5 p.m. with high-energy jams until 7:30. Ben Shane Kronberg's entire family band, The Numbers, take the stage with classic rock. Bar opens at 11. $10 wristband specials include 2 drinks. Must be 21 and over to attend.
Sunny and summery today, hot and humid. Highs scrape the upper 80s and feel more like the mid-90s. And tonight, showers and thunderstorms. Late tonight and through the overnight. And a few could be strong to severe, bringing the risks of hail and high winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
98Q Country.
Just watching her blonde hair sunburn, stare at them white caps rolling over. Laid back in a thrift store beach chair, dropping limes in a Corona. But she looks back, yeah, she throws me a kiss like, honey, I sure want you. And it's 103 between her and me, and only 92 in Daytona.
And it's sunshine.
Happens, and there's a reggae band full of dreadheads just sitting in the corner laughing. Well, my baby walks over, drops a 20 in the jar. She smiles and shakes it at me. Yeah, she gets them gone, she gets them playing a little. Don't worry, be happy.
And it's sunshine. sipping, singing,
Martina McBride.
They play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
Every day I clock out and head straight to her house. We cuddle up on the couch. But it always ends the same old way. Driving home and it's incredibly late. Something's gotta change, 'cause I've been wrapped around her finger since the first time we went out. Every day, every night, she's all I think about. I need that girl beside me when the lights go. Time to put a ring on the finger I'm wrapped around. Went to the bank, took out a loan, went and bought the perfect stone. Caught up her dad on the phone. I'm taking him to dinner Sunday night. I've never been so nervous in my life. I want to do this right, 'cause I've been wrapped around since the first time we went out. Every day, every night, she's all I think about. I need that girl beside me when the lights go out. I think it's time to put a ring on the finger I'm wrapped around. Yes, sir, I love her very much. I know it's only been 7 months. That's long enough, 'cause I've been wrapped around her finger since the first time we went out. Every day, every night, she's all I think about. I need that girl beside me when the lights go. Time to put a ring on the finger I'm wrapped around. I think it's time to put a ring on the finger I'm wrapped around.
98Q Country.
From now on, need someone to hold, just hold on me. I'll never be far away, I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, baby, I held on for my life. No matter what, I know
got you right here with me. Whatever our crazy hearts might do, whatever it is that we go through, no matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be.
Parmalee in 98Q Country. Well, I don't know if you're a fan of Krispy Kreme donuts, but if you are, and you're also a fan of Crocs, the shoes, there's something that, that you might want to get. I'll tell you what it's all about in about 7 minutes. Stay close. Here's Red Akins now. 98Q Country.
She's been going out with him. She's been going out with me. Said she'd let us know by tonight which one it would be. So I waited by the phone, but she never called me up. Had to know what was going on, so I drove by her house, and sure enough, that ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my sitting here all night, wondering what it was I did so wrong that he did so right. I thought of breaking down the door, but there's nothing left to say. That Chevy 4x4 says it all, sitting in my place. That ain't my truck in her drive. We'll be right back.
stars in country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey, y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98Q Country.
Something about a truck in a farmer's field. A no trespass sign. Time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt. So what's the big deal? Something about a truck in a farmer's field. And something about beer sitting on ice after a long hard day. Makes it taste just right on that drop tailgate on a summer night. There's something about beer sitting on ice. There's something about a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips. And that farmer's field will make a boy miss. There's something about a girl in a red sundress. And there's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more on that drop tailgate back behind the corn. The most natural thing you ever felt before. There's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips. Something about a creek around 2 a.m. After a few of those beers, you wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes, so just hang them on a limb. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips.
Kim Moore, 98Q Country. All right, you Krispy Kreme croc fans. This might be something you might want to do. Mark your calendar because Krispy Kreme, the donut people, have teamed up with Crocs, the shoe people, for a limited edition Krispy Kreme croc. It drops August 5th. They're a limited edition, and when they're gone, they're gone. It's a croc, a pair of Crocs that it has like Krispy Kremes on it, you know, images of Krispy Kreme donuts, and then like a Krispy Kreme donut dangly thing hanging on there. It's not edible, obviously, but it's like a Krispy Kreme donut charm. I did not look to see how much the price tag is on these, but if you're a fan of the Crocs and you're a fan of Krispy Kremes, or you know someone who is, you're going to have to track this down. Again, it's going to be available August 5th.
She left without leaving a number. Said she needed to clear her mind. He figured she'd gone back to Austin, 'cause she talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. Three rings and an answering machine is what she got. If you're calling about the car I sold it, if this is Tuesday night I'm bowling. If you got something to sell, you're wasting your time. I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone. You know what to do. And P.S.
exhausted, I still love you. The telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe. What kind of man would hang on that long? What kind of love that must be? She waited 3 days, and then she tried again. She didn't know what she'd say, but she heard 3 rings, and then, if it's Friday night, I'm at the ball game, and first thing Saturday, if it don't rain, I'm headed out to the lake, and I'll be gone all weekend long. But I'll call you back when I get home on Sunday afternoon. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. Well, this time she left her number, but not another word. Then she waited by the phone on Sunday evening, and this is what he heard. If you're calling about my heart, it's still yours. I should have listened to it a little more. Then it wouldn't have taken me so long to know where I belong. And by the way, boy, this is no machine you're talking to. Can't you tell this is Austin? And I still love you. I still love you.
Country.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%? 25%? Or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives here on your local Civic Media radio station, 98Q Country.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had 6 times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's trip to Scotland has not stopped questions about the Jeffrey Epstein files, and that topic was also hanging over Vice President J.D. Vance's appearance in Ohio, where he was touting the Republican tax bill, but said,
Donald J. Trump, I'm telling you, he's got nothing to hide. His administration has got nothing to hide.
Top Senate Democrats today asked the Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche to commit to not pardoning Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's longtime companion who's serving 20 years for trafficking teenage girls, and met with Blanche twice last week. In Scotland, the president disagreed with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's statement that there's no starvation in Gaza. President Trump said more countries are stepping up to allow food into Gaza. Police in Reno, Nevada say there were multiple injuries after a police-involved shooting in the Valet area outside of a casino this morning. So far, no word on the conditions of any victims. This is ABC News.
Sunny and summery today, hot and humid. Highs scrape the upper 80s and feel more like the mid-90s. And tonight, showers and thunderstorms. Late tonight and through the overnight, and a few could be strong to severe, bringing the risks of hail and high winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 81 degrees.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98Q Country.